Consider, for example, the times of Vespasian. You will see all the same things: people marrying, bringing up children, sick, dying, warring, feasting, trafficking, cultivating the ground, flattering, obstinately arrogant, suspecting, plotting, wishing for certain people to die, grumbling about the present, falling in love, heaping up treasure, desiring consulship, kingly power. Well then, that life of these people no longer exists at all. Again, removed to the times of Trajan, again all is the same. Their life too is gone. In like manner, view also the other epochs of time and of whole nations, and see how many, after great efforts, soon fell and were resolved into the elements. But chiefly you should think of those whom you have yourself known, distracting themselves about idle things, neglecting to do what was in accordance with their own nature and constitution, and hold firmly to this and to be content with it. And herein it is necessary to remember that the attention we give to things is proportionate to their value, for thus you will not be dissatisfied if you bring to smaller matters no more application than they call for. The words which were formerly familiar are now antiquated. So also the names of those who were famed of old are now in a manner antiquated. Camillus, Ciso, Volesus, Leonatus, and a little after also Scipio and Cato, then Augustus, then also Hadrian and Antoninus. For all things soon pass away and become a mere tale, and complete oblivion soon buries them. And I say this of those who have shone with a wondrous luster. For the rest, as soon as they have breathed out their breath, they are gone, and no man speaks of them. And to conclude the matter, what is even an eternal remembrance? A mere nothing. What then is that about which we ought to employ our serious endeavours? This one thing: thoughts just and acts social, and words which never lie, and a disposition which gladly accepts all that happens as necessary, as comprehensible, as flowing from a principle and source that is also comprehensible. Willingly give yourself up to the fates, to Clotho the spinner, allowing her to spin your thread into whatever things she pleases. Everything is only for a day, both that which remembers and that which is remembered. Observe constantly the changing nature of all things, and accustom yourself to consider that the nature of the universe loves nothing so much as to change things from how they are into something else, new and yet similar, for everything that exists is in a way the seed of that which will be. Even the idea of the seed which you hold on to as unchangeably that which is cast into the earth or into a womb is quite unphilosophical. You will soon die, and you are not yet clear-minded, nor free from anxiety, nor without fear of being hurt by external things, nor kindly disposed towards all. Nor do you yet look for wisdom only in acting justly. Examine men's sovereign principles, even those of the wise, what kind of things they avoid and what kind they pursue. What is evil to you cannot subsist in the sovereign principle of another, nor yet in any turning and mutation of your circumstances. Where is it then? It is in that part of you in which subsists the power of making judgments about evils. Let this power, then, not make such judgments, and all is well. And if that which is nearest to it, the poor body, is cut or burnt, or invaded by alien matter and rottenness, nevertheless let the part which makes judgments about these things be quiet. That is, let it judge that nothing is either bad or good which can happen equally to the bad man and the good. For that which happens equally to him who lives contrary to nature and to him who lives according to nature is neither according to nature nor contrary to nature. constantly regard the universe as one living being, having one substance and one soul, and observe how all things have reference to one perception, the perception of this one living being, and how all things act with one movement, and how all things that exist are the cooperating causes of each other. Observe the continuous spinning of the thread and the intricate network of the web. You are a little soul bearing about a corpse, as Epictetus used to say. It is no evil for things to undergo change, and no good for things to subsist in consequence of change. Time is like a river made up of the events that happen, and it is a violent stream, for as soon as a thing has been seen, it is carried away, and another comes in its place, and this will be carried away too. Everything that happens is as familiar and well known as the rose in spring and the fruit in summer, for such is disease and death and calumny and treachery and whatever else delights, fools, or vexes them. In the series of things, those which follow are always aptly fitted to those which have gone before, for this series is not like a mere enumeration of disjointed things which has only a necessary sequence, but it is a rational connection, and as all existing things are arranged together harmoniously, so the things which come into existence exhibit no mere succession, but a certain wonderful relationship. Always remember the saying of Heraclitus, that the death of earth is to become water, and the death of water is to become air, and the death of air is to become fire, and reversely. And think too of his image of the man who forgets where the way leads, and his saying that men quarrel with that which they are most constantly in communion, the reason which governs the universe, and that they are constantly surprised by the things they daily meet with, and that we ought not to act and speak as if we were asleep, for even in sleep we seem to act and speak, and that we ought not, like children who learn from their parents, simply act and speak as we have been taught.